Good morning, church. Today is a special day. Yesterday is the past. Tomorrow is going to be the future. Today is a gift. It's a present. We are here. We are alive. So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. We have songs to sing here this morning. And we're going to come to you now. The way that you have written to us in your word, that you want us to come to you in spirit and in truth. And Father, we know that when we line up with the word of God, there is no restrictions between you and us. And that your Holy Spirit can move freely and unrestricted. So Father, we just thank you now as we begin to worship you for a great move this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. Sin I learned, then I trampled at the law I spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden soul found me. Everything. Now I gladly own him as my king. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty. Salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty. Was free, pardon there was multiplied to me, there my burden soul found liberty at Calvary.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he does feed and supplies our every need. Oh, tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, hungry call it now, come and dine. The disciples come to land, the salvation cries for men, for the master called to them, oh come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire, thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the master call it, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever after. host of heaven will assembled be. Oh, to be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and die.
Thank you, Jesus.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find, none other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart.
Amen.
Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. On my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
Hallelujah.
You agree with that?
Amen.
We find in the Bible it says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, right? Continues on. And then it talks about that the works of the flesh, and it just all these negative things it mentions. And this is what it's talking about. We're filled with praise, we're filled with power, and we are filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with glory. Amen.
The mountain.
to Zion. Let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion, the city of our God. There's oil and wine in Zion. There's oil and wine in Zion. There's oil and wine in Zion, the city of our God. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. There's joy in the land. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful situation. Joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. So let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion, the city of our God. There's oil and wine in Zion. There's oil and wine in Zion. There's oil and wine in Zion, the city of our God. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. There's joy in the land.
Amen.
You know, I left my house this morning. There was this Baptist bus driving through my neighborhood picking up children. I think that's great. And if I could, I would have shouted this greeting to the driver. Even though we're not going to be in the same church building, I'll meet you at the throne room, because that's where we're all headed this morning. I'll see you at the throne room. This is where we're at right now.
skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies. Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. For the wonder of each hour, of the day and of the night, hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars of light. Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
Verse 4 says, for thy church that evermore lifteth holy hands above, all around the world, offering up on every shore, doesn't matter where we're located here on this world, her pure sacrifice of love. Pure. That's the key right there. Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. Find that in Micah 6:8. Indeed, he has shown us what is good and what the Lord requires of us. We have that in the Bible.
Deep within my Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We'll make a boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear therefore and be glad. Hallelujah. We humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift us up. Hallelujah. He shall lift us up. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for having it your way, Lord. Have it your way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. with the high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands, we'll march right on to the victory site, right into the Canaan's land. Hallelujah. We are going to show forth praises to Him that called us out of the darkness into His marvelous light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. With our hands lifted up, with a mouth full of praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, we will bless Thee, O Lord. We will bless Thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit right now touching each and every person in this body of believers. Let us realize who we are in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, know you not, you are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And the Spirit of God dwells in you. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, so that we realize who we are in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We are the temple of the living God. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious. For we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is He that is within us than he that's in the world. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Oh, let all that trust in Thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, for Thou defendest them. Let all that love Thy name be joyful in Thee. Hallelujah. All that love Thy name be joyful in Thee. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. For fear has a tormentor. And they that fear will not make perfect in love. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for speaking to us, for touching us today. And let your name be glorified in this body of believers, we pray all in the name of Jesus. And let us not forget the gift that is within us, that's given to us by prophecy, by the lifting up of our hands. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Oh, that's given to us by prophecy, by the laying on hands of the presbytery. Oh, let us meditate upon these things and let us give ourselves wholly unto them that our profiting may appear to all. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let it be a stirring of the Spirit in each heart today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for creating us a clean heart of God, a renewed right spirit within us. Let the excitement rise in this body. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. And we are determined, O Lord, not to live the same as we came in this house of the Lord. We pray today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you do. He says in the word, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things give thanks, for that's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise your holy name. Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. And the God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, that the whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. For faithful is He that calleth us, who also will do it. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for the great promises that we have. And help us to walk worthy of the Lord, we pray, unto all pleasing. And we bless you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit touching the pastor today as he brings the message to us. Let the anointing be upon him. Oh, Lord, let it be freedom to preach. Let it be joy and peace in his heart. And we want to thank you, Lord, that the message will come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you. Thank you for touching Thomas as he gives the invitation for the testimonies, and touch everyone that gives a testimony today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And your name be glorified there. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a day of victory today. And Father, we thank you that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. He is our provider. He is our source. He is our keeper. And the shade on our right hand, he will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He has already supplied every need in this body of believers. And he's going to do the same. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for supplying the needs of this church in such a mighty way, we pray, that the cup will run over in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let us today give out of what you have given us. Let us give to the work of the Lord. Let us give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And the Bible says, as every man purpose in their heart, let them give, not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And God is going to make all grace abound to you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And we bless you and thank you, Father, for taking this offering and make them multiply, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's people shout it. Amen. Amen.
Hey, good morning. Gonna take a little time for testimonies this morning. Okay, boy, their hands going up everywhere. Okay. I have a quick testimony myself. Got another call this week. Guy said, we want to use you guys to lath and plaster our house. So I said, when are you ready to go? My lathers need some work. So he said, in about a week. So very happy about that. You know, in this economy, it's pretty tight out there, but God has been sustaining us and will continue to do that. So also, Javier told me that some of his family and friends are watching us from Mexico. So I want to say hello to the people in Mexico. We got a little bit of Mexico right here in the United States too. So before we have another testimony, was there anyone who had a birthday here this week? Oh, my younger brother had a birthday. Yes. So, come on up here, Michael. Now you tell me who looks younger. So, I'm 50.
I'm 56.
56. Oh, that makes him my older brother. Yes. Yeah.
But so, I look younger.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How's it feel to be 56? All right. Okay. Hey, while we're having prayer today too, I want to pray for that property that we're looking at, that I believe God is going to give it to us. So I was told by Joe that the bank wants to see some paper, so we're going to give that to them on Monday. And I believe, and I always have believed, that it's going to be a miracle if we get that little piece of land. And then in the middle of the night, after I heard that from Joe, God spoke to me and said this: it's a means to an end. That's it. It's a means to an end. And I like that. And that's pretty much the size of it, isn't it? Everything and that you are involved in is a means to an end. So, okay, Monica.
God gave me these words to say last night. And so he wants to say that Jesus is our strength, our peace, and our joy. And we need not to be afraid of anything. Let us just trust in Jesus and not to listen to anyone else, like the devil or the evil spirits. So I praise his name for that.
Amen. Okay, Javier.
Good morning. Last Monday, my mother called me around noon, and she told me, your grandma died a few minutes ago, her mother. Well, so really I feel really, really sad because I've not seen my grandma for the last 10 years. But, well, it's hard to say bye, I told my mom. It's hard to say bye, especially if it was your mother. But I don't know what we can do for her. She told me, you can pray. Well, I tell my mom, I think that's a little late for her. I can pray for your brothers, and for your sisters. But I think so for my grandma, I cannot do nothing. It's too late. It's too late. Well, she told me, and my aunt, so, well, your grandma is with God, so now. I tell them, so, really, really, I don't know. I don't think her name was in the book of life, because she know born again. That's what I try to explain my mother and her brother and her sister. Well, I say, if you really, really, do you want to do something for your salvation and for your sister, you need a born again. So, because this is something between God and you, nobody else. So, it's pretty sad. You call me and tell me my grandma is dead. But I want your salvation, mother, and my sisters, and my brothers there in Mexico. But we need to start to do something together, that's pray and follow God. If you really, do you want to do that, mother? If do you really, really believe in Jesus, our Savior, so you need to start to watching us every Sunday on internet. To really, really, if you want to know the truth about our Lord Jesus Christ and follow the gospel. She says, so, yeah, I want to do that. Okay, if you really you want to do that, you call me before. Well, it's a little different time between to here and Mexico City, so right there is 2 hours more late. And I say, so, okay, you call me a little bit before 10 o'clock. And let me know if you can contact us between two internet. Well, she called me. She said, yeah, I can watch you. She sent me a text message. Well, what I want to do so is pray for my family, for they get Jesus Christ. I tell them something. A few weeks ago, I remember Pastor John talking about it to the younger people, about to Jason, Taylor, Mary. And she said something beautiful to me when she said, God, take my hand and never let me go. That's what he doing with him, with me. And what I think, so he put myself in this way to try to talking with my family in Mexico, and they follow us. That's what I think is on my mission. So now is talk with my family every Sunday after service to explain then the true Pastor John show me. And now I want to say something in my language in Spanish to them, because my friends and they right now they watching us. So mamá, yo sé que ha sido difícil esta pérdida para ti, difícil para ti y tus hermanos, pero tenemos que seguir adelante. Créeme que todos los sábados, todos los domingos en esta casa de Dios, rezo por ustedes, por ti, por Miriam, especialmente por Miriam, por todos mis hermanos aquí y allá y toda mi familia. Quiero que sepan que están en nuestros corazones y que realmente quieren estar con Dios, pueden hacerlo siguiendo a nosotros. Y te prometo que pronto verás a tus nietas. Y bueno, dile a toda tu familia que siento mucho la pérdida de mi abuela. Los amo mucho y que Dios los bendiga a todos ustedes y los amo. Thank you very much.
All right, praise the Lord. That's from my good brother Javier, who's become my friend in the last 10 years. Okay, man, there's a lot of testimonies today. I'm going to get to you, Natalia. Just hang on there. Okay, so Karen?
I have a couple of praise the Lords. I've been learning how to get closer to Father God and trying to move from more of a formal relationship with my Heavenly Father to more of a familiar relationship, so that he's more of my dad, my daddy, my papa, so to speak. It's really hard to do that, but something happened this week, and I was going to this shopping center that I frequently go to, and I had this revelation, and I got out of my car, and right in front of me was this man, and it was like I hit this invisible wall, and I could not walk past this man, and he was mumbling something, and it was obvious that he was a beggar, and there's a lot of crazy type of beggars in the downtown area, and I pretty much just kind of learn to turn them off and just ignore them and walk past them and just say no and, you know, go on. But there was this wall and I couldn't get past it. And he was mumbling something and I couldn't understand what he was saying. And I kept saying, "What? What are you saying?" And finally, it sounded like he was saying, "Ma'am, I need $4 to get on the bus," something along those lines. And the bus station was just like a block away. And I never do this. I just kind of, it was almost like I kind of stepped back and looked at the overall picture of what I saw in front of me. And he was an African American. He had on an overcoat. And underneath his coat, it looked like he was clean, like clean cut, and had on a tie, and his tie pin was a gold cross. And again, totally unlike me, I just said, "Well, let me check." Oh, I forgot to mention, you know, I had this really bad attitude. I'm like, "What do you want?" You know? And so at this point, I'm still saying, "Okay, let me look and see, you know, let me see what I got." And I'm still like, upset. So I look at my purse, look at my wallet, and I've got two $20 bills. And I said, "Well, I don't have change. I need to go get change in the store." And he said, "I only have 8 minutes to get on the bus." And I just felt this, this like wall. It's like I couldn't get past it. So I said, "Okay." So I took out a 20, I gave it to him, and he said, "Thank you, ma'am. Praise Jesus." And I went into the store, and I felt like 2 inches tall. I felt like, you know, I had really done something wrong in my attitude. And when I got back to my car, I had to repent for my hardened heart. Because, I mean, I was just so grateful that the Lord put that wall in front of me, and like, you know, it's like I couldn't get through it because he wanted me to help this man. And I was, thankfully, I was able to, I wasn't hardened enough that I was able to just ignore it completely and walk on. But it was enough to show me how hardened I have become to the needs of people around me and thinking about things at work and how perhaps I need to change my attitude there. So it was just real, very, very revealing, and I just wanted to share that. I do have two other praise reports on healings. I've been healed of hypothyroidism. This was a spontaneous healing that the Lord did for me on with no effort whatsoever on my part. I've been diagnosed, you know, a number of years ago on medications, off medications, and I just actually went back to the doctor about a month ago and had my labs drawn again, and they were perfectly normal. So, yay, praise the Lord. And then about a month or so ago, I was down in Visalia having my eyes checked. And about 5 or 6 years ago, before I moved to Sacramento, I had been diagnosed with post-subcapsular cataracts. And my vision was so bad that I was going to have cataract surgery. And so, you know, he didn't really say anything about the cataracts when I was down there in November. And I get this bill in the mail saying that I owed money for the exam. And I'm thinking, well, why do I owe money when I have this medical diagnosis? So I called down there, and they said, well, you know, this was a routine eye exam. And I said, well, what about the cataracts? How come you didn't bill my insurance for the cataracts? And they said, well, you don't have cataracts. And I said, what do you mean I don't have cataracts? They didn't find any cataracts. You don't have cataracts. I was like, well, praise the Lord, I'll just pay the bill. The check's in the mail. So the Lord's been very good to me here recently, and I'm just, all along, and he's taking care of me, and he's giving me lots of revelations and teaching me lots of things. And I just want to mention, I actually submitted a prayer request, and I just want to just give just a teeny bit of mention about this gentleman that I requested, Scott Lively. I'm requesting prayer for him, that he be able to stand strong for his beliefs. I don't know if you guys have heard about him being in the news. He's a strong pro-family advocate and has taught and written a lot about homosexuality. And he actually went to Uganda with several other people, including people from Exodus International, and they influenced the government over there, and they adopted a anti-homosexual bill, which includes the death penalty. And there's been an outcry from, you know, the world governments, and so now Scott Lively and the other people, men, Christians who were involved, are basically stepping back and say, hey, we didn't mean to do this, you know, really kind of waffling on what they said and what they meant. So I'm really asking that we pray for them to be able to stand firm in their beliefs.
Sometimes those guys on the street, have you heard the scripture, we might entertain angels unawares? I've thought that a few times. Okay. Bob, did you still have a testimony?
For some reason, every time Thomas Burns gives a testimony, something comes to mind that piggybacks on that. And I want to give this to the congregation, that there are miracles that take place all the time. Some years back, at Spectrum Christian Center, doesn't exist anymore, but it was pretty good size at the time, about 600-700 people. And when Mather Air Force Base was shut down to prepare the way for the New World Order and so forth, there's a huge church at the back of the base. Some of you, has anyone ever seen that? No, any hands? None? One, two, three. It's a huge church. It was built in, I don't know, 30s or 40s. Built like a tank. Huge beams, stone, large, big walnut doors everywhere. You couldn't build it today for, I don't know, $5-6 million probably. And it sits on a lot of ground as well. So it came up for bid. And there were a number of forces arrayed against the, what you might call the conservative Christian forces, to grab that church. Won't mention the names, but they're here in town. They're pretty powerful forces. I know Pastor Terrell is very familiar with them. And so other churches that weren't prepared to bid for that enlisted in a prayer campaign along with Spectrum. And it was intense prayer. We were on our knees, and people prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed that we would get that winning bid for that church out there. And it came right down to the wire, and God produced a miracle, because one of the officers in the Air Force that was involved in that was a hardcore Christian. And so Spectrum got the winning bid on that church. And then the evil forces in town sought to prevent it from happening because it hadn't been surveyed yet. And it was a big thing with the Air Force base and so forth and so on. So they put up protests against it. And they finally said, well, you have to make sure the soil isn't contaminated. So that was a really good one. The thing's a mile from the runways and so forth. And so the way it worked out, finally the people in charge of it said, well, fine, until such time as we can do that and get it surveyed and so forth, you can move in and you don't have to pay us a cent for X amount of time. And so it was a miracle, no question about it. So it does happen. I don't know what you're talking about, but it does happen. Well, there was fervent prayer. You're talking about really fervent prayer, and a couple of other churches aligned with us in prayer for that we would get that. So it does happen. Okay. Is that a signal? You never know when the pastor does this. What does that mean? You know, slow ball? What? I don't know. Anyway, miracles do happen. So if we get in prayer and work on whatever you're talking about, prayer will work it. Now, a couple other things. Last week I discussed something with John about the prodigal son. Because there was a time when I had Bibles that were all color-coded, and I read the Bible, and we were really hardcore, and I fell off the truck for about 10, 11 years. And it bothered me that it only mentioned them in the prodigal son. There's only one time, so I talked to John about it, and Pastor John. And he made me answer my own question. He asked me, when Peter asked Jesus, how many times should I forgive someone? 7, and what did Jesus say? Anybody? 70 times 70, right. So I felt a lot better about that. But that's that natural guilt that Satan tries to lay off on you. So for some strange reason, I started intentionally reading the Bible. I thought last week, well, I'll follow up on what John is, what his teachings were. And I sat down, and next thing you know, I'd gone through, you know, Judges and Samuel and Ruth, and I said, wow, this is the way it used to be. So for some reason, I'm back. Now, finally, there's an organization called Successful Thinkers. It grew up here in Sacramento. It's growing very rapidly. I was at a meeting last night in El Dorado Hills. But a guy named O'Brien has started a Christian Successful Thinkers. And for many of you, it's kind of hard to reach. They decided to have their first big meeting in downtown on J Street. And it was a pretty good place down there. But I urge you to take a look at that. I'll give you a report or give it to, I'll give it to Pastor John, and you can take it from there. But one of the things that we need so badly, we're praying for, is somebody to help Charles and the team back there with the video productions and so forth and so on. And I can't think of a better place to meet anyone that might fill that bill than a Christian, successful thinking business person's meeting. Last night, as an example, it was about 75 people up in El Dorado Hills. That wasn't a Christian thing. It was a regular successful thinkers. And it was very, 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 very helpful. And it pays each and every one of us to get away from strictly church-oriented things and get out where the world is so we can talk to people about Jesus out where it's needed. And so I'll give you a report on that, but hopefully that's what I'm going to be looking for. I'm going to be cruising the group down there looking for somebody with computer video experience. So that's it for now. Well, thank you very much. God bless. Bye.
Now, here's the word that came to me. And this is it's a question. What has God got you doing this year? You know what I mean? We're not all doing the same thing. So what has God got you doing this year? Okay, now, last but not least, Natalia, come on up here.
Then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles, and he saved them out of the distress. He brought them forth out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands asunder. Father, I adore you, lay my life before you, how I love you. Jesus, I adore you, lay my life before you, how I love you. Spirit, I adore you, lay my life before you, how I love you.
Come to the right place if you're looking to worship and give praise to our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I do have a small shocking testimony. I once in a while listen to a Christian radio station in the Bay Area as I cruise the freeways and back streets. It just blew my mind to see what the pharmaceutical industry is doing now since I think quite a few people caught on how harmful the flu shots are, especially with the prayers and with the Christian people and also the German army that refused to take those shots. So now they're advertising, a woman is advertising and talking that if you're pregnant, it's perfectly safe to take flu shots. It'll protect the infant and the mother. I mean, how wrong can that lady be? I mean, smoking, drinking, smelling any kinds of perfumes is harmful. Can you imagine the injection of a flu shot, which warps a grown-up, can imagine what that infant has to go through. So if you have been exposed to such shot, just take it to God and rebuke that shot. And I have faith that God will help you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay. Myself, I like to get the update from Pastor John, and we usually do, because he has communication with people all over the world and before we have our prayer time. And so I want to say to those people in Mexico, welcome. I'm glad you're listening. And then you will also hear about the extended church family that we have all over the world. All brothers and sisters all over the world. Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. You know, I said this before, that when we have funerals, you get all the praise, right? The only thing is the guy that is being in the coffin or the woman, they are gone, they cannot hear it. So I'd like to share something with you today. So Yuri, would you come on up here for a second? Just want to say thank you, and I want to share with the congregation here and also with those of you that are watching us in other places that this is Yuri, and he is actually the brain behind our music right now when it comes to instruments. And I've heard a lot about you. Excuse me. And the skill you have. Now, you play the accordion. You also play the guitar. You play the piano. I know you play drums.
Very little. Very little. No, not that much.
You knew enough to help out with our drummer.
Not really. No, no.
Okay. What else do you play?
Well, I used to play violin when I was little, and I used to play other instruments a little bit, yeah. But it was years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you have an extensive education in music.
Yeah, I went to school for quite a while.
Yeah. So we are very blessed. I want you to know this, that when you hear him play the piano and so on, that I want to thank you, Yuri, for being with us, helping us, and being such an inspiration to all the musicians and to us.
Thank you.
God bless you. We love you, okay? Thank you. So now I don't have to say anything. Of course, I will go before you do because you're younger than me. But when you do his funeral, you don't have to tell him that. We told him now. Amen? All right. We got a number of things here that we're going to do here. So let me get started on the right thing here. And I talked to our one of our congregational families in Belgium this morning. Talked to Gert Timmerman. And yes. And Gert is actually, he is from South Africa. He is a white South African. That doesn't come out right. There are black South African, Indian South African, white South African. Anyway, so he was telling me today that he had a tremendous testimony. And that is that his middle daughter, Clarissa, 10 years old, was baptized today in water. And so, Clarissa, God bless you. Congratulations on your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's fantastic to have people around the world that are following the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to read to you right now a prayer request that is very touchy. And there's a picture on this here, and I will tell you the picture afterwards. And this is I'm not going to name any name on this. It's someplace in the United States. Dear Pastor John, my two cousins here have been horrible to me and my mom. They have a father who treats them terrible. He is a rude, crude, mean man. Now, this boy is about 9 years old. I don't want them here. Their father is not like God and does not want them to know him either. My mother, he treats my mother awful. I want him to knock it off. And then he drew a dark cloud over his name. And then he said, things they do to me, they gang up on me, brag about their stuff, think they're better, call me names. And they also harassed me via email. And he drew a picture, and I flip it over like this. It cannot be picked up by the camera, but it's about two girls that are laughing, and then he is turned around and with tears coming down his cheeks. And he drew this. Now, in the background of this, these two girls, we cannot prove this, but most likely the father is molesting them. And so when they meet with a cousin, they try to tell him, they try to do things that they have learned from their dad molesting them, which is bad when you have children 8, 9, 10 years old trying to pass this on. So we want to pray for this young boy today that God will heal him and also that they would help out with that, with his family situation. We got a report from Scott Lively, and I got a letter from him yesterday or the day before. And Scott simply said this, that he hasn't had any money coming in since December. And I thought, you know, we don't have a lot. I was going to send a few dollars. But then today when you share this, and I want to read this, Scott Lively, he went with a team of Christians. Matter of fact, he carries a book here called The Pink Panther. The Pink Swastika. It's a long time I watched television. He went with a team of Christians, including California representatives from Exodus International to Uganda to speak against homosexuality. And the Uganda government, that they had a legislative body, they passed an anti-gay bill which also had a death penalty in it. World community is coming against these men, and now they are deep denying involvement. They're simply saying, you know, we did not really do that. And I think that the funds dried up. Because if you go and do what God tells you to do, and when God moves and things are happening, and your back office says, well, you know, I really didn't mean that far, or this or that, I believe that God says, well, fine, I'm going to cut off the finances. So let's pray that this man will be able to stand up and say, yes, I was there. And I thought about this when I was sitting here. In God's word, God said, if you're a homosexual, there is a death penalty. Now, as individuals, we cannot do that. But if a legislative body votes that in, it is biblical. We have death penalty against murder and a number of other crimes. So I'm not going to apologize and say, well, it's terrible, they went too far. I think that we should have got further early years in the United States, and we wouldn't have the problems we have today. All right. Then I got another prayer request in here, and I'm not going to read that all to you. But there's been a law in the United States, federal law, for probably the last 200 years, that pastors do not pay federal tax on housing and utilities, which has helped a lot of small churches. And So here in Sacramento, North Highlands, someone got a word that the pastor in a small church up there was having this privilege, which is, I'm having this and millions of other pastors. So guess what they did? ACLU went to court and saying it's unconstitutional. We cannot have this. Let's strip them of it. Now, rabbis, Muslims, Hindus, any clergy can have this. Not only Christian clergy, but any clergy can have it. So let's pray that God will move on this and that that will be also repealed. You know, if they can't win it in a ballot box, they go to the courts. And there's always a judge that is willing to do their bidding, whatever it is. Okay, this is a prayer here for, please pray for Beverly Moan, who has pulmonary fibrosis. Is that a friend of the Costa Ricans? Okay. And then we continue to pray for Patty Sims. The devil is attacking her with fear, anxiety, and nervousness. She wants to have faith in God, but her body is viciously attacked by demonic forces. Let me say this to you. It is easy when you are well to say, you know, have faith. Stand up, you know. Have faith. Anyone can do that when we are well. But when we are sick, it's a different story. And so we need to have compassion. I talked to Patty this week, and she said, I'm trying. And here's what I told her, and this is what I'm going to tell everybody else. Faith only grows in the valley. It doesn't grow on a mountaintop. And when we have fear, anxiety, and nervousness, we talk about that. I said, God cannot deal with that at the mountaintop. Because when we're at the mountaintop, we feel so good. So the only place God can deal with that is in the valley. So what we need to do is we need to start praising God and helping her to praise God and not look upon symptoms. Pastor David Wilkerson had an outstanding letter this week, or newsletter, or sermon. And there was one thing he pointed out, and I like to, that's his, so I'm going to give her credit to him. He said this, the Israelites, after they crossed the Red Sea, and we talked about that, they sang the right song, but on the wrong side of the Red Sea. And then he said, they did not sing a song of faith. They sang a song of relief. And it hit me, and I thought about, I've been doing that. When I've been healed, when things happen, money comes in, you know, I'm praising God and so on. But it's a praise of relief. Moses praised God on the right side. And we need to come to the place that while we still have our disease, we still have the pain, we still have the difficulties, whatever it is, that's the time to praise him and saying God is going to able to do this. He is going to give us a victory. So I'm going to come back on that. We don't want to sing this song of relief. We want to sing this song of faith. And that's done before we had a miracle. Now, I said I was not going to talk about this, but this is what God led me to do. We're going to pray today. These are flopping around. I can see my manager there saying, no, just lay them down and look up. God has moved upon a man in the United States to relocate to California and help us out with the video editing. The man is very qualified and will be an enormous asset to our ministry. Let us pray that Satan shall not be able to derail this move of God upon this man and his family. that I thank God that it shall happen. That's all I can share with you. But if this comes true, it's going to be a fantastic praise report. Rain and snow is falling around the nation, but not in California. We have had some small showers, but we need heavy-duty storms that will give us the water needed for the rest of the years. Let us plead with God that in His mercy He will give us rain. We need some storms. We need 2-3 inches of water in a couple of days. And also let us pray for Lois Amaker. She's home today with an eye infection. Let us pray that this infection is eradicated by the Holy Ghost, since Lois has lost part of her eyesight and does not need any more problem with her eyes. She has difficulty seeing. Pray for Pamela that a buyer will come and purchase a condo with a price that will make it possible for Pamela to purchase a small home where she will not have any payments to make. So this is our sister Pamela here in the church. The speculators have been driving up the prices of oil to $82.75 this week. You and I have seen it creep up to over $3 a gallon when we buy gas. More prayer is needed on this. I don't know if you notice this or not, but the gasoline is of less quality. I used to get 26 miles a gallon average, and I'm now down to 22.9. And I talked to the people that tuned up my car, and I says, well, they are putting oxygen in the gas. They're putting in other things. So actually, they are charging us more for the gas and giving us less gasoline. So that's how they make their money. Here's another prayer request. This is in-house. Let us pray for Joe and Teresa today as they need a huge financial miracle. They are faithful in serving God. They are taking care of Joe's mother. But the devil has hit them hard in the financial area. They've also been taken advantage of and been ripped off financially by people they tried to help. Their situation is heartbreaking. Now, we have in our congregation needs from time to time that we don't think. And Joe and Teresa always smile and are happy. And Joe is taking care of his mother. Teresa's helping out. And it is time sometimes when you don't have enough even for groceries. So all of us need prayer. We need help from time to time. So let's really pour it on for Joe and Teresa. They are real estate agents. And let's pray that God will give them some sales, because they are not lazy people. And then we had to have another in-house prayer request. Michael and Jane have a huge financial burden that they are trying to take care of. They need a creative miracle that would tear this debt so they can move on with their lives. And this is Mike and Jane here in the congregation. They have a huge burden there, so we're going to pray for that. So those of you who'd like to come and pray, come on up right now.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord. We want to praise your name, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to meet here in Sacramento, and also to broadcast around the world, Lord. We thank you for the people that are watching and tuning in and that are part of this ministry, Lord. So I just want to praise your name for that, Lord. I thank you for that growth in your kingdom, Lord. And Father God, I want to lift up the situation with Lois Amaker and her eye, Lord. We thank you, Father, for total healing and restoration for her, Lord. And Father God, we thank you that you're going to put your arms around her today, let her know that she is beloved, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for blessing our sister who has been faithful in your ministry for many years, Lord. And when she's not here, there's a hole in the crowd, Lord. So we thank you, Father, for raising her up, putting her right back in her seat there, Lord. And we give you praise for that, Lord. And then also, Lord, for the situation with rain. Now, I have mixed emotions about that because I put some material on a building this week, and it's been foggy, and we need that stuff to dry. We can't afford to do the job twice. So we thank you, Father, for drying that building out and then pouring rain everywhere else, Lord. And we know that that's no problem for you, Lord. So you were able to make the fleece dry, and you were able to make the fleece wet. And so, Father God, we thank you that you're going to bring rain into Northern California, and it's going to be abundance of rain, Lord. And we just give you praise for that, Lord. I'm confident that there's rain coming. And also, Lord, that our crops that we put in the ground are going to yield major fruit. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you that your word says you give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And Lord, we can rejoice in that. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you help the clergy, the pastors that are feeding the flock in all our lands that have this tax-free exemption for housing and for utilities. I pray that you would be merciful to them, that your perfect will would be done concerning this bill. And Father, you will provide all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So I pray that your blood would be upon this situation, upon this bill, and that you would help them in the way that you always do. If we have faith in you and we walk with you and we trust you. So I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Dear God, I just ask you to please help me with this prayer. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Guide me, direct me, Lord God. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray right now for Joe and Teresa that you will move on their lives, Lord God, that you will strengthen them in every way, that you will provide the finances that they need to have to get through each and every day. Lord God, I just ask you to bind the demons and demonic forces up around them that try to attack them, to cause them grief in their life. I ask you, Lord God, to put your holy angels around them, to bind every demon and demonic entity that tries to come up against them throughout this next month, Lord God, and that you will provide and help them with sales on real estate, that they will their fruitfulness will be seen, and that they will give you all the glory for it, God. And dear Heavenly Father, I just pray an added extra prayer on the rain situation here in California. Lord God, that we really do need rain. We need it for our crops. We need it for our rivers, our valleys, the fish. We need it for our storage sheds for farmers in the valleys. And Lord God, I just know that you're going to provide the needs this year, that you're going to fill the reservoirs, and you're going to strengthen California with the water. And Lord, I just pray that you hammer us hard and heavy with rain over the next several months, and that inches upon inches will come in. And I also pray, Lord God, that these weathermen that give us out our weather maybe change their attitude a little bit
and give the praise to God for it, because that's where it comes from. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, please forgive me for any unforgiveness in my heart, and I receive your forgiveness. Heavenly Father, we lift up Mike and Jane. Mike is a building contractor, and Thomas Burns, and we have realtor people here in this congregation, and I would believe, I think half of California relies on the building industry, Heavenly Father. We want to give you all the praise in stimulating the building trades, the economy and construction, not the Democrats or the Republicans, but you, Heavenly Father. We want to give you the glory, and please stimulate the construction industry to raise up the economy so that people will go back to work and have a praise for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I'm here to pray for Patty Sims. You know, we've been praying for her before, and the devil has been really attacking her with fear and anxiety and nervousness, and that she wants to have faith in God. So I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will look to her situation and that you will give her the necessary faith that she wants, and that you will help her, Jesus, to praise you and to thank you in her situation, in spite of everything, and that you will take care of her, and that you will, get all of these fears and anxieties and nervousness, that it will go away completely in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, I come before you with this prayer request for a miracle. We would like you to touch the price of gasoline and oil. And you know that we are sitting here helpless, and we know that we deserve judgment in our country, but we're asking for mercy. And we know that you have mercy on your children, and we are here depending on you for help in this area. We need that price down so that we can travel and work. And so we thank you that you are doing whatever you want to do, however you want to handle it, that you're going to take care of the price of gasoline. In Jesus' name.
Father God, I lift up this prayer request for Scott Lively to you. Amen. And I thank you that he is your child, first of all, and that he has been serving you for many years, that you set him free many years ago from drugs and alcohol, and he has that you gave him a mission many years ago to expose the workings of the homosexual movement, and he has been using his mind and his intellect and his Christian walk to do that. And I ask right now, in the name of Jesus, that you would give him spiritual discernment, that you would fill him with your Holy Spirit, and that he would learn to walk in the Spirit and not just walk by the mind. And I ask that you would also help him to stand firm and help him to stand against the attack of the enemy, of the demonic enemy that is just trying to take him out and to take all of us out, really. But help him to stand firm in his beliefs and in his teachings and not to back down. And I ask that you would give him a revelation of this and show him what he is lacking in his heart that might be blocking what might be blocking him and why he's waffling in his beliefs. I ask that you would show him that he is not to be pleasing man, but he is to please you. And I ask that you would give the same revelation to his supporters, and that if they are truly being led by the Spirit, they would continue to support this man, and they wouldn't be terrorized by the demonic hosts that are out there. Amen. And I come against all those accusing spirits in the name of Jesus, and I command that you cease bothering this man and these men of God in the name of Jesus. Father, I just ask that you would turn this situation into victory, and and that we would soon be hearing a totally different report from these men. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, that you are a provider. You are the God, not no good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. And right now, Lord, we're going to lift the situation with Pamela, with that condominium. We pray, O Lord, first of all, we pray that the price you speak into her heart, what will be the price that will be received. And we want to thank you, prayer, Lord, that the price will be reasonable enough that it will be sold, comparable with the other buildings that sold there. And we want to thank and praise you, Heavenly Father, for helping our Lord to sell this condominium soon and very soon, we pray, Father, and meet every need there, Lord. And let this have a domino effect that by selling by selling her condominium, she will be blessed. And Joe Del Carlo will be blessed as well by selling it for her. And we want to thank you and praise you, and many other people will be blessed. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting that need. We ask you in the name of Jesus. And we love you, Lord, and we appreciate you, for Lord, for getting things done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And Father, as Pastor John was mentioning today, we have a prayer of praise and a prayer of relief. And Father, we have been petitioning you for many, many weeks now about getting some help with video editing. And Father, we thank you that you have supply drops laid out in advance for us that we eventually simply just stumble upon. You knew they were there all along, but we have yet to discover them because we can't see the future. And Father, we believe you've given us a glimpse of someone to come and to help us with this. And so, Father, we simply continue to thank you and to praise you that you have heard our requests, you are moving upon it, and that we will see something very, very shortly when it comes to help in that way. And Father, we also lift up Michael and Jane when it comes to their finances, that they're facing an insurmountable burden that just is crippling. And Father, we simply, with having no relief in sight, we bring that before you and we just say, Father, please, please take care of this. Yes. And Father, we know that when we come to you in spirit and truth, with no hardness of heart, and we come to you in the way that you want us to come to you, you hear our requests, and you might just tell us, you know, give me a second, but that's 3 days and 22 hours with you. And so, Father, we don't know exactly how long it's going to be, but now we put it before you, and we thank you, and we praise you that there will be a solution. We have yet to discover it, to see it, but you've already put a supply drop out. And now it is up for us simply just to either impatiently sit and worry or to continue to praise you and to thank you beforehand and afterwards as well. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Beverly Moan to you, Lord. She has pulmonary fibrosis, Heavenly Father. Please heal her of that. Take away any disease that hinders her, that Satan's trying to use to bring her down, Heavenly Father. Bind it, chain it, gag it, and let it be no more. Drive it out of her body, Heavenly Father, that she might be able to praise you and glorify you even more. That she might stand for you, worship you, praise you in all things, God. Give her a supernatural healing, Heavenly Father. We praise your mighty name, and we praise you and thank you for being with your people who need you, God. Need you every day of the week, Lord. We praise your mighty name in all things. Thank you. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I would lift up this young boy that wrote about his two cousins. And Lord, it is a heavy burden, as we have seen so many children in the United States are being tormented, sexually molested. And Father God, it is a disgrace. And we pray here this morning, Father God, that the root to these two girls is their daddy. And Father God, this man is a pervert. And Lord, he's violating the word of God, molesting and hurting his own beautiful two girls. And we pray here today, Father God, that you will have him arrested. I pray, Father God, that we'll come down to the place where the mother will stand up and say, I cannot take this anymore. I'm going to turn my husband in. I don't care what it is, because he cannot continue to molest our daughters. Father God, give that woman courage. Break the case wide open. Father God, this man has violated his right to be a free man. And we pray, Father God, you put him where he belongs, behind bars, to sit there a long time, Lord, and rot, and realize that the God he has mocked is alive, and that, Father God, there are consequences for him to pay. I pray for this little boy that wrote this letter, Father God, you will heal his heart. He's very sensitive, Lord, has a beautiful makeup that you made him to be, Lord. He's a preacher to be. And Father God, heal him. Heal his mom, Lord. And we thank you that you're going to break this case wide open. And there's going to be a healing in that home and with his family. And we pray for these two girls, Father God, that are hurt. And Lord, they are warped in their mind right now. That you will also heal them. And that you will bring them to Christ. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who are agreed said, amen and amen. You may be seated.